This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
How we doing on a Friday, Valentine's Day, here in 2025, February 14th. Hopefully you did something for your wife or husband or girlfriend or boyfriend or your daughters or your sons or whatever the heck you do for Valentine's Day. Honestly, I do nothing. And that's not because I'm selfish or lazy. It's because I don't think my wife really cares about Valentine's Day. But hopefully she's not listening when I say this. What I'm going to do, now that I said I do nothing and I said she doesn't care, is on my way home tonight, I'm getting flowers.
Oh.
So I'm rope-a-doping her.
Nice. Getting flowers 7 p.m. Valentine's Day?
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
Not going to get the best of the bunch.
I mean, it doesn't matter. Like, a flower is a flower.
It's a thought that counts.
Exactly.
I was thinking of you, honey, and I decided to pick up some flowers.
What did you get for your wife?
Nothing. Card.
Now, did you write the card? Did you pick up the card from,
a card. I get a nice card. Spend some time looking over the card. And... I get the special ones.
What's
the ones
special
that,
about
it? That are handmade, you know, the signature cards.
Yeah, yeah.
Not just the regular one that has a print on the front. A little some detail to it and write a nice little note inside.
I don't mean to criticize you and get you hot and bothered here, but I think that's very lazy. I mean, you're just
I have reasons not to be discussed on air why Valentine's Day is just a day for me.
A bad day or a good day?
Just a day.
Oh, okay. I'm just saying, like, buying a card... He's like, what's the point? I'd rather make the card to show how much I care. In fact, I'm going to do that again, too. That's exactly what I'm going to do.
What do you mean you're going to make the card? Meaning you're going to write a special message in the card.
Yeah.
You're not going to make it from, like, scratch out of...
No, I'm going to take a piece of paper. I'm going to fold it. I'm going to write a heart on it. And then, yes, I will then write a loving note to my wife about how much I love her.
Are you going to dinner or something?
Tonight?
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
Well, we're going to dinner, at least.
Oh, look at you. You're going to have the dinner and then you do something else, aren't you?
We're taking the kids to dinner.
Oh, okay.
Going with some friends.
That's the nice.
Nah, we can't tonight.
We'll have some martinis.
That's a fun night. My night's different. I go home on Fridays and I go into this room that we have and my two sons book wrestling matches with their figures that I watch for 2.5 hours. And I enjoy it, by the way.
That's a Valentine's Day tradition?
That's a Friday night tradition.
Oh, got it. Uh-huh.
I got to find out who wins that big... Edge versus Cody Rhodes match that's being booked.
Who else is booked?
Hulk Hogan against Bobby Lashley. What were the other ones? Brock Lesnar against
Kevin Owens
for the Intercontinental Championship. I don't want to give away my son's entire card, but it's a big event tonight.
We'll all be watching.
That's right. And then he makes me book a match, so I'm booking John Cena against Sting. That's what I'm booking.
Now, is this Crow Sting? Is this Surfer Sting? Which one does he have?
Neither. It's actually NWO Wolfpack Sting.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
That's a good Sting.
Now, let's get back to the football. We had a nice conversation on Matthew Stafford. Tiki was very passionate on why that makes sense for the New York football Giants. The toll-free number is 888-808-1019. Larry's in Bethpage. How are you, Larry?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
What's up, man? All's good.
What's up?
Yeah. Just a quick thing on this quarterback. I don't think we would even be debating this if this was a good draft year for quarterbacks. If this was last year, we would not even be talking about Matthew Stafford.
Right.
And this is why I feel bad for Brian Daboll. He deserves to draft and cultivate a young quarterback that has good talent. I think Shedeur Sanders would be a circus if he came here, and I just don't know enough about Cam Ward if he's going to be successful. And I know it's always a crapshoot with the young quarterbacks, but this is the problem with this whole debate, is there isn't a good enough quarterback out there, like last year when Dable wanted to trade up and get the quarterback that the Redskins got.
Right.
Yeah, totally different year. And this is,
yeah, the Commanders, you mean, with Jaden Daniels.
Yeah.
Now, you're right in a sense, because it's not deep. It's just, it's like there's two guys, and there's questions on both, if at least one, maybe both of them.
But I don't think the questions around, I got to defend Shedeur Sanders on one thing that he said. I do not think Shedeur Sanders in New York is some kind of circus.
No,
I don't buy that at all.
I don't buy that either. To me, it's just about whether or not he's good enough.
It's about it whether he's good enough. And I think there are two things that are going on here that is not going to be an issue. Number one, I've listened to what Shedeur Sanders has had to say, whether it's on Radio Row or his interviews.
Right.
The guy gets like a 9.8 out of 10 in terms of answering questions, being honest, and appearing to be very down to earth.
He says the right thing almost all the time.
It's kind of important.
100%.
With the New York media?
Even when addressing his father.
Yes.
Talking about his father.
All the right things.
So
number one, you have a guy who already, he's still a college kid, right? Mm-hmm. Who clearly has shown you, boy, he's going to know how to handle the New York media. So that, let's put that one away because that's not an issue. And then number two, his father. What do we think Deion's doing? Deion Sanders is not, what's his name, Ball. What was Lonzo Ball's?
Lamar.
LeVar. He's not. He's coaching in college. He's an NFL legend. Do we think Deion Sanders every week is going to comment on the giant quarterback situation and criticize Brian Daboll's coaching? Do we really think that about Deion Sanders?
No, I don't.
Okay, so then what's the issue?
I think Deion Sanders has a college program he's got to run.
My point exactly.
Maybe come playoff time when college football is over, maybe he'll be involved in some capacity from a fan standpoint, but that's it.
So then what is the real, forget the football stuff, because that's different. Like, do you think he's going to be good kind of matters. But in terms of that other stuff with Shedeur, I think it is an absolute 1,000%
nonsense. I actually think he's more prepared to handle the nonsense from a media circus standpoint, because he's been at least observing it almost all his life.
You're right.
So because his dad has been a media circus forever. And a lot of it is self-made, meaning all the cameras that follow him around. That's Deion doing that.
You're right.
And so
he's probably better prepared for it than anyone else.
Absolutely more. Because he's experienced it.
So
most kids just don't experience it.
So your decision,
even if they're good in college.
You're right. The decision on Shedeur should be about, can he play?
Mm.
And by the way, I can't answer that. I've watched some. My initial opinion with my very layman's eyes here, because I ain't a scout.
Right.
I'm not you. I didn't play in the league. I've just watched a lot more clips of the quarterbacks, is I am more excited about Cam Ward than Shedeur Sanders. And I think a part of why I am, I admit, is the legs and the ability to make plays off script with his legs.
He doesn't do that.
And Shedeur doesn't do that. And I got to tell you, in this modern NFL, I don't know, man. I kind of lean towards someone like that.
He's a pocket passer.
Yeah.
Now, he can run if he needs to, but you don't see him do it a lot. So, like, I think it's more of an exploration as you look at him, as the teams that are going to think about drafting him, explore what kind of athlete he is.
Right.
Because I can't tell you off the top of my head. Like, it was easy with his dad. You just knew how good of an athlete he was.
I mean,
it's easy with Travis Hunter. You just look at him play. Like, he's a great athlete.
His father, Deion Sanders, I always used to make fun of his baseball, because my joke, I used to watch him play a lot of baseball, was he'll get to any ball because he's really fast, but boy, when he got there, he gonna drop it. Like, he was not a great defensive player, but I have such respect for a guy that was able to play baseball and football at the major league level. He made the major leagues.
At the same time.
Right. And whether I think he was a below average baseball player, he was still a major leaguer. Oh, by the way, maybe the greatest cornerback of all time.
Right.
And returner. So, like, he is, if we're pound for pound greatest athletes of all time, like, he's in the conversation.
Oh, of course he is.
Right.
And he did it in the same, and he could hit a home run. That's the thing.
He could.
It's like a lot of football players think they can play baseball, and they could probably get out there and run around just like you're talking about. But to actually hit a baseball out of a ballpark, a major league ballpark, I don't think a lot of football players could do it.
Let's go to Dave in Mauritius. What's up, Dave?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast.
With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hi, first time caller. Love the show. Tiki, thanks for the memories. Appreciate all you've done, and I think you should be in the hall.
Hopefully
I'm calling because
days.
I think you guys are underestimating the Giant team. I think, you know, with the quarterback situation that they had, obviously horrible. Even if they had Daniel Jones, I think they would have gotten at least 5 or 6 wins. And if they would have had Daniel Jones and Saquon Barkley, they might have even had 8 or 9 wins.
Yeah.
So to say that they wouldn't do well with Matthew Stafford is ridiculous. I mean,
no, I think you're
right. The draft is a crapshoot. You never know what you're getting in the draft.
Yeah,
I mean,
agree.
Look at Evan Neal.
Right.
Look at Evan Neal. He's garbage. To me,
it's been my stance for a long time. It's why I always tell these guys I hate rookies. I don't mean that literally because I don't literally hate the rookies. In fact, I kind of really like the Giants rookies this past season.
And they had some good rookies.
They were really damn good.
Yeah.
But in general, it takes rookies a while to figure it out. It's just a different game. And to know the importance of winning, because people's jobs and livelihoods are at stake. If you don't, it's hard for some of these young players. Sometimes they get it, sometimes they don't.
Yeah, and I get more times than not with a rookie quarterback, you're not going to win. You know, the example of last year, and even the example of C.J. Stroud, I know we've had two of them recently, that's not usually the way it works. No, usually it takes time. And so it's unfair to expect the Giants to draft a rookie quarterback and win right away, especially in this division, especially with this schedule. But I guess my hesitation is, if we're sitting here a year from now, because the Giants have a bad year, and they make a coaching change, which I think they would. If they don't have a good year, they're going to fire the coach.
Right.
The one regret I'll always have about Brian Daboll is we never got to see him develop that young guy.
Mm-hmm.
That's always going to be in the back of my mind.
Yeah, but ultimately that would have been his and Joe Shane's choice. Because yeah, they had the chance.
Yes and no. What do you mean they had the chance before I go further in that? Like, you mean last year or now?
No, 2022.
With Daniel Jones.
After 2022.
Can't argue with you.
Let Daniel Jones walk.
You're right. They had the chance to move on then. I think the reason why I look at this year differently is I don't know if I would work this way. Like, if our bosses said, all right, Evan, you better do this. You're going to get fired in 4 months. Like, would I go about everything differently? I don't know. But Brian Daboll and Joe Shane were basically told publicly, you better win.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they were told.
Right. Technically, it was, I better feel better next year than I do right now.
Right.
That's what John Mara said.
And that is, you better win.
Yes.
So now if I'm Brian Daboll and Joe Shane, and I know this, hey, I really want to keep my job. Like, there's no guarantee I'm going to get another head coaching job or GM job. I want to keep my job. I'm thinking about winning this upcoming year more than I am anything else. Mm-hmm. And there's no doubt Matthew Stafford gives you a better chance to win than any rookie quarterback. But that's not necessarily making the best long-term decision.
You're
making the best short-term decision, and that's what scares me.
Right, but I think winning right now matters more than anything.
Mm.
It absolutely does. You have to win. There has to be some sort of hope injection thrown into this giant organization.
Let's go to Mark in Union City. What's going on today, Mark?
Hey, guys. What's up? How are we doing? Happy Valentine's Day, number one.
Likewise.
Second of all, this whole Giants quarterback situation, Tiki, I think you sound like you're absolutely right. You're logical about it. However, from a fan standpoint of view, it's more emotion than logic most of the time.
That's so true, man.
The whole thing with this, like, how many wins next year for the Giants? Who's going to be the quarterback? If the Giants end up 5 or 6 wins next year, and I just watched another miserable season, and now I have an old Matthew Stafford who didn't look good and the team didn't win, what? Now we're in the same exact situation, right?
Yeah,
I'm looking to be entertained. I want to enjoy the Giants when they play on game day. I need something to inject some life into this team here. I'd rather win 5 games and have a new quarterback who maybe gives you some hope for the future as opposed to 5 wins and a guy who's old and you're saying, what do we do now?
Yeah, but then you might also have a new head coach and you don't know what that new head coach is going to be like.
I think you're more likely to have a new head coach if you bring in a veteran and win 5 games than you see some growth from a youngin and win 5 games. No guarantee, but I think there's a better chance that you could make the case. We could all make the case.
I mean, it just doesn't work, man. It doesn't work drafting a quarterback and then bringing in a new staff. It just doesn't.
No, it's horrible, actually. I agree with you. It's not ideal. You don't want to do it. Now, it's happening in Chicago right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, we'll see what happens, and maybe it will work out.
I almost feel bad for Ben Johnson with all the hype.
I don't feel bad for him.
He's going into a non-ideal situation.
But you know why I don't feel bad for him? And it's not because he makes a lot of money. Right. That's like what Tommy would say. It's not even about that.
Right.
He decided to put himself in that situation. He could have said, job's not for me. He didn't want the Jet job. That's what Connor Hughes told us. I had no interest in the Jet job. Okay. He made a decision. I respect it. Woody Johnson's crazy. I don't want to work for him. I don't want to deal with Aaron Rodgers. Okay. He decided not to work for the Jets. He decided to go to Chicago and become like one of the highest paid coaches of all time.
Right.
That's his decision. He could have stayed for another year in Detroit, try to run it back and win a championship. So I don't feel bad for him. I don't know why I'm rooting against him. I feel like a bad person. I don't even know Ben Johnson. He's probably like a wonderful guy. He'd probably want to be in our fantasy baseball league. Kick Sean out. I'm just kidding. You're fun. You and Tiki have a great team.
Yeah. He would be, though. He's a nerd.
You think so?
He offers trades on the 4th of July, for sure.
Yeah, that bothers Sean. Sean sent a group text message in the Fantasy Baseball League saying, listen, there's a new rule. We call it the Morash Rule. No trade offers on the 4th of July. The first response in this text chat, which I was kind enough to leave Tiki and Loogie out of,
thank you,
was, no problem, I'll text Tiki. So be ready on the 4th of July.
Can these guys just get lives? That's all I'm looking for here.
In fairness, can I defend everybody? The 4th of July is Mets-Yankees.
Yeah.
And it's just a baseball
day. And by the way, these guys are just good at multitasking.
That's right.
At 8 p.m., when I'm 17 Dos Equis in looking to light off fireworks, I don't need a text about Jason Varitek.
You haven't switched to brown liquor at that point?
On the 4th of July?
Yeah.
In midweek?
Yeah.
No.
Can you also use an example of a player that didn't retire 15 years ago?
Yeah, they do have lives. They just want to get away from their lives. That's why they're texting about fantasy baseball.
Let's go to Lori in Ocean Township, New Jersey. Good afternoon, Lori.
Hi, Tiki. Hi, Evan.
Hey,
I just had a question for Tiki. Huge fan, by the way. Evan, also a big fan of you. So I know you watch European soccer. You're a Liverpool fan. And
love
the players, after usually big defeats, they stay on the pitch and they clap and they are essentially thanking their fans.
Yeah.
Why do you think that doesn't happen that much in American sports? I feel like they just, you know.
That's a good question.
Brush off.
I would guess, and it's because a lot of these kids – not even kids. A lot of the European soccer players grow up in the academies of the teams they play for. So like a Liverpool kid grew up in Liverpool's academy, and so he's likely right there in Merseyside on the river with all of these fan bases. So they see him from the time they're, I don't know, 12 years old to the time they're 20 something on the field, on the pitch. And then when you go to a game, say you're at Anfield where Liverpool plays, like the crowd is so much part of the action. And it's like it becomes emotional. In fact, there was a massive brawl that happened on Wednesday at Goodison Park, which is where Everton is the rivalry. So both those two teams are in Liverpool. And Everton's crowd, after they equalized in the 98th minute, 97th minute.
Equalized means tied the game?
Tied the game. Okay. Equalized in the 97th minute. It got chaotic.
Really?
Right? Like... And it was part, you could tell it was part of the reason that they were able to equalize, right? And so after the game, if you're an Everton player and you've just, you know, stolen points away from Liverpool, you applaud the fans.
Yeah.
Because they literally helped you do it.
Wait, so what she was saying, because now I'm getting this all together in my head, simple head.
So like after after the game on Wednesday, I don't think this happened because there was 4 red cards given out at the time. So basically they... Like everybody got penalized at the end of that game because there was so much chaos. But if it's, let's say it was a normal ending of that game and Everton picks up a point by drawing with Liverpool, the Everton players would go around and they'd walk around the stadium
clapping for us.
And they'd clap at the fans. So they clap the fans like thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
And so I know we talk about this in the United States. Home field advantage means nothing.
Right.
It means a lot in European soccer because it's so loud. We were talking about chants. What do you chant at? Whoever. Yes, who are we talking about?
Luka Doncic.
What do you chant at Luka Doncic?
He's fat.
Like, these soccer teams and their fans.
He's not fat. Bring him back was the chant, by
they
the
have
way.
Like, they have, like, stanzas of chants for players.
We should start doing that now. I'll tell you, the Yankee fans kind of do it with the roll call. I mean, they kind of have a chant for each player.
Yeah, but
they
it's
just
the
stop.
But it's the same thing every time.
Right, right.
These are like... Luis Diaz, he's from wherever. His dad is blah, blah, blah. He's amazing. He's our guy. Luis Diaz. And the whole stadium's doing
wow.
it.
Wow.
Evan would like that, actually.
You
I do,
it.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
I think chants are fun. Yeah.
I don't want to say it's intimidating, but at Anfield, it's loud.
Mm.
And it's like definitely loud. And so the opponent feels it. So after the game... The Liverpool players, they applaud the fans. So to answer your question, Lori, that's
wow. I want to be applauded.
Whereas in the United States, a lot of times the crowd is apathetic.
Yeah, no,
not paying attention.
Well, we're paying a lot of money and we're tired. Yeah. It's been a long day, and maybe our team sucks. Like, what do you want me to do in a Nets game? You want me to stand up and scream?
Yes,
take harder, please. What do you want me to do?
Ben Simmons, you sucked with us. Why are you good with the Clippers?
Yeah.
Ben Simmons, go to hell.
Let me tell you something. I'm going to tell you real quick. This is amazing. There's a game score in the NBA. I forget who invented it. This writer did a few years ago where you take points, rebounds, assists, efficiency, and you give a guy a game score. Ben Simmons' performance last night is the highest game score he's had going back to his Philly days. And that was his first game with the Clippers. You got to be kidding me.
Bingo. I got it. Soccer and Nets in the same segment.
The hapless Nets.
Very funny.
Mike's in Garden City. What's up, Mike?
Don't ask me a Liverpool question.
Happy Friday.
Happy What's Friday. Up,
I mean, I Tiki, I agree with you. I'm like, you know, you're not just like a quarterback away from like a team being good, but
let's be honest, like the quarterback situation, like compared to even like 5 years ago when the backups were good, like it's just kind of bleak right now. And I think you're going to see like the same quarterbacks just dominate, kind of similar like to this year's playoffs, like for the next few years.
Mike, you're talking about the whole NFL, right?
Yeah, like I'm a Colts fan, and like God, it's limbo over there with the Richardson and all that. Right. Like, I mean, it's just like everything. Like even the new guys, like Stroud, like you really see him like winning an AFC Championship game in the next couple of years.
Well, not if they don't get their offensive line right. I mean, but he's, I mean, like Anthony Richardson is the uberest of uber prospects. He's six,
so much talent,
dude. He's enormous. He's 6'5". He's 250, whatever the heck he is. He runs a 4.4. He's got a howitzer on his right arm, but the issue is, at least this is what we kind of gleaned from last season, is that he's not working hard. So, like, how is that possible? Like, I don't understand how you can be this uber talented. Now, he didn't play a lot of high school or college football. He only started 1 year in high school. He only started, I think, 13 games at University of Florida. So he's coming in the NFL with not a lot of football under his belt. Whereas you look at like Bo Nix played like 50 games or 60 games or something in college. And so like there's a process to learn how to be great. And I think certain players just don't even know how to start the process of trying to be great, much less how to be great.
Yeah.
And so what Mike is talking about is that you're getting some of these quarterbacks that don't even know what their range is. Like they don't know how good or bad they can be. And so they end up just kind of floating. And if you're floating in the NFL, you're going to get your butt kicked.
Yeah, I think that the top heaviness he talks about, fortunately for you guys, not fortunately for me, is in the AFC. Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, and Patrick Mahomes are not just great.
Right.
They're going to the Hall of Fame on skates,
don't
right?
Don't forget Joe Burrow.
And Joe Burrow, I don't want to...
Who's right there as
you're
well.
You're right. You're right. I don't want to forget him. You're 1,000% right. I don't want to disrespect Jalen Hurts. The guy just won a Super Bowl. That roster is so freaking loaded that I don't know if he's elite. I don't know if he's great.
Yeah, you got basically four elite offensive linemen.
Oh, my God.
You
have great running back.
Running back in football. And two of the best wide receivers
pretty
in football.
Good tight end in Dallas Goedert. Like, they are...
Very good tight end. A good defense. So a good defensive scheme. Hell, you got four Georgia guys. You got three guys from Georgia who won back-to-back national championships. They basically took a quarter of their defense from the Georgia, you know, national championship teams, and they're in Philadelphia right now.
The Eagles aren't light years above everyone else in the NFC because of their quarterback. Mm-hmm. They're light years above everybody else because of Howie Roseman on the roster.
Right.
So if I'm an NFC, I mean, look, Brock Purdy was in a Super Bowl 2 years ago. No offense, he's fine. But I don't think there's as big of a quarterback drop-off, which should give you guys hope as Giant fans. Like, it's not... It's not this enormous gap the way it is with Joe Burrow, Pat Mahomes, right. Josh Allen, and Lamar.
Well, let's be real. He looked very pedestrian this year. Brock Purdy.
Yeah.
Without some of his weapons, guys got hurt. Chris McCaffrey wasn't available. He didn't look like that elite player who was going to be one of the top
Who's the best quarterback in the NFC? Who's the best quarterback in the NFC? You have an opinion?
Mine is Jalen Hurts.
Jalen Hurts? Okay.
I think it has to be Jalen
Hurts. No, I respect
that. Super Bowl MVP, underrating him, but even without,
just regular season.
Jared Goff?
Matt Stafford.
He's in the conversation. Like, my point is it's not, and I don't want to disrespect Jalen Hurts. I know he won a Super Bowl, all that. He did have a great year. He did everything that was needed from him.
Right.
Well, but it's not, you see what I'm saying?
If you were going to look at statistics, you'd probably say Jared Goff.
Shane Daniels.
But
I don't know if I'd say that. He's up there. He's in the conversation.
Not yet. He's got to do it a couple of years.
And maybe, by the way, he will get to that point where there's a huge drop-off between Jaden Daniels and everybody else. But right now, I don't think there is.
I would say Jared Goff, Matt Stafford, and then Jaden Daniels is there because he's a rookie of the year.
And Jalen Hurts.
And Jalen Hurts is there because Jalen Hurts, while not the great statistical, going to throw for 350 yards. By the way, we looked at that stat before the Super Bowl. If he threw for under 150 yards, they more likely won than lost.
Right.
And so... But there's an it that he has that you've seen both times he's been in the Super Bowl.
No question. He's been great in both those games.
Both of them.
We'll get back to your phone call. A lot of strong opinions on Matthew Stafford, Giants quarterback, quarterbacks in general. But when we come back, it's an answer I've been waiting to hear basically for years. When, if ever, would Mike Breen give us the pleasure of a triple bang? We have the answer. We'll get back to your calls in a minute. A lot of football. We open with Marcus Stroman back at 2 o'clock and the situation with him and maybe the solution being a six-man rotation. You can rewind on the Odyssey app, but we are so lucky living in this town with some of the broadcasters that we have. You know, Ian Eagle is an all-time great. Gary Cohen is an all-time great. Howie Rose is an all-time great. We just acquired Dave Sims from the city of Seattle. We are loaded with brilliance when it comes to broadcasting. And one of the guys who's certainly towards the top of that list is Mike Breen. And Mike Breen, let's never forget, is a WFAN alum, was doing sports for IMIS many, many years ago. He's become the voice of the NBA. And while being the voice of the NBA, he's the voice of the Knicks. And much like his predecessor, Marv Albert, he had that yes call. Yes! Mike Breen has bang!
Bang!
He's got bang. Very rarely, though, there's a moment in basketball that is so special that Mike Breen whips out the double bang.
Bang! Bang!
Now, there's been 8 recorded double bangs in the history of the double bang, one of which was last year, New York Knicks, Philadelphia 76ers, probably the moment of the year. Let's take a listen to what led to the double bang. Courtesy of Mike Breen.
Oh, knocked loose. And Maxey gets knocked down. Hart takes it away. Out top to DiVincenzo. His shot won't go. Hartenstein the rebound. Hartenstein gets it out to Ananobi. DiVincenzo a 3. Bang! Bang! Knicks take a 1-point lead with 13 seconds remaining.
I don't like the Knicks. That gives me chills. I got to be honest with you. It gives me chills. One of the other double bangs I'll never forget is Steph Curry pulling up at the logo and Mike Breen. This is a regular season game, but it was so awesome. Steph just pulls up at the logo after Kerr doesn't call a timeout, and Breen didn't know what to do with his bangs.
They do have a timeout. Decide not to use it. Curry, way downtown. Bang! Bang! Oh, what a shot from Curry with 0.6 seconds remaining.
He's brilliant. But the question has always existed. Double bangs are rare. Would he ever do a triple bang? And I got to thank, I got to hand it to the Knicks, man. I tell you, man, I don't like them, but I respect them. Jalen Brunson and Josh Hart on their podcast had Mike Breen, and they asked the questions that need to be asked. Here it is, asking the great Mike Breen the question we all need an answer to. Would you ever whip out a triple bang?
I'll say this. If either of you guys hit a...
Just us two?
Anybody on the Knicks. If you hit a game-winning shot in the finals, there'll be a triple bang.
Wow.
Whoa. Dude, that's pressure.
Wow. So it has to be a Knick. It has to be in the finals. Do you agree that that's the only time Breeny should ever whip out a triple bang?
I mean, it would be appropriate.
I mean, I think it would be
too. Whip out the triple bang.
Yeah.
But game-winning shot. But he mean... Finals winning or like just any of the 7 games?
Such a good question, Tiki. I wish that Josh Hart and Jalen Brunson had the thought of maybe they should follow it up with Mike Breen and ask him something of that nature. Oh, wait, they did. Ladies and gentlemen, this is why I love these guys. I don't like them, but I love them.
They're so good.
They're so good.
Their podcast is amazing. Last year we found out Isaiah Hartenstein is half black.
That's right. We wouldn't have known that.
I'd never have known that.
So here is, I forget if it was Jalen or Josh who asked.
It was JB.
It was Jalen Brunson?
Yeah.
Got to hand it to him. Here's Jalen Brunson following up with a key question.
If we hit a game-winning shot in the finals, but we're down 3-0, you still saying triple bang?
Oh, that's a great question.
I don't know.
Cass. Bang, Knicks win. Yeah.
Sorry, right. Yeah, not even a bang, just... All right, well, season goes on for another game. See you guys. Stay tuned for Nick.
I think it's a great fight. I don't think
he
can.
Answer.
Because the answer is no. I'm not giving you a triple bang. You guys are down 3-0. What are you doing? I'm not giving you a triple bang for that. So this puts me in a tricky spot.
What does that mean? Does that mean the triple bang's got to be epic and epic moments only?
Yes, I think so. Yeah. I think it's got to be like a game-winning shot in a finals game in which the series is still, you know, within reach. So it's
almost sounding like it has to be a deciding game. The follow-up to the follow-up should have been, all right, what if it's 3-3?
We're going to go through this all.
Seriously. I guess that's obvious. If it's 3-3 and it's a game, it's a series winning shot.
Game seven?
Makes no sense. Yeah, it would definitely be triple bet.
So, like, for example, if Mike Breen was calling the Cav Warrior series in 16, but the Cavs were really the Knicks, like LeBron and Kyrie were on the Knicks, the Kyrie shot would have garnered a triple bet. Oh, you editing. Oh, that's exciting. That's what it would sound like.
Yeah, that's me editing. Mike Breen has never done a triple bang, but that's my editing.
Never happened before. Boy, we got to get a triple bang.
It is Valentine's
Day. Can he trademark that? Can he trademark that?
I hope he has.
But you can't. It's just bang.
Well, it's his bang, though.
I mean, Batman would sue him for that.
Oh, come on. The Adam West thing?
Yes.
Oh, the hell no.
Bang! You don't know who Adam West is?
No, I've seen all the Batmans. I don't know what you're talking about. Bang.
They would do like a cartoon.
No, like the old Batman.
The old, I know, the pop-up cartoon words. Okay.
Tiki was surprised I knew. He's like, boy, that.
Wow.
I don't think I ever knew that. Let's get back to your calls.
Sean over there acting like he knows who Adam West is.
He has no idea.
The original Batman.
That's because I just said it to Tiki.
Well, you think I don't watch Batman?
I think if we did like generic about the world and even pop culture trivia, I think I'd smoke you.
Evan, don't embarrass yourself.
No, I think I would smoke you.
Evan, if you eliminate presidents, I will dog walk you in any topic.
Well, I think you have to include everything. I mean, you include presidents, TV shows. I know nothing about music, so I know I have a disadvantage, just like you have a major disadvantage in presidents. Evan, but if you include everything, like a Jeopardy, I'd destroy you.
Evan, I watch way more movies and TV than you do.
All right, Tiki, would you be okay putting this whole together, like creating the questions?
I would love to.
Fair questions.
Can I put science in?
Yes.
Sure.
It's everything.
Nice. Absolutely.
Yeah. Math, science,
I would also
pop culture, everything.
We can agree, TV and movies post black and white, right?
No. Everything.
Well, we're going to do Casablanca now?
Well, so you're telling me your blind spots then?
Oh, we're talking TV?
Everything.
Everything.
I think it's general knowledge.
In that stuff, the pop culture stuff.
I would almost say it's like an episode of Jeopardy. Like, it's everything that's in there. And I just throw it all out there. I think I would smoke him. I think it'd be ugly. I think he would stop at 5 minutes in.
I'm going to go way back.
Yeah, go way back.
Like 16th century.
That's fine.
I say we do it. I win. The show is called Sean and Tiki for a week.
Don't look at me like that, Loogie.
I just thought they ate big turkey legs back then. I didn't know they had TV shows.
Let's get back to your calls. We'll let you know the date that we agreed to this competition. We have to name it and create an AI song for it. So let's get started.
No.
It comes
back to the AI song.
Let's get started. 888-808-1019. Let's go to Greg in Mineola. How are you, Greg?
What up, Greg?
Very good. Very good. I love listening to you guys. I love Tiki's vernacular. It's very copious for many listeners' meager interpretations.
Thank you.
Just an interesting question. That out of nowhere, the Jets or the Giants could either have Saquon Barkley and Jalen Hurts or the Eagles' offensive line. Mm. What would make them a better team next year?
Offensive line.
I don't think it's even close.
Offensive line.
Offensive line?
Yeah. Those guys work so well together. And I think the beauty of it, and I think we've hit this before earlier in the year, during the season, is it's the continuity of it. Even though they've had some retirements, like Jason Peters either retired or I think he left. I can't remember. But then he ultimately retired. Jason Kelce, he retires after, you know, their last year. It just, they have these guys in the pipeline that when one guy leaves, the next guy just steps in.
Imagine.
It's the way it's built is just, it's perfect.
Forget Saquon Barkley and Jalen Hurts. This may sound offensive. It's not. If you put the Eagles offensive line in front of Brees Hall and Braylon Allen. Oh, my God. That's what I'd say. Oh, my God.
I have good news.
What?
Both teams could use improvement on their offensive line.
Mekhi Becton's a free agent.
There is a starter that's a free agent.
Is that what you were going to say?
There's only one, Mekhi Becton.
Let's go.
Yes. Everybody else is wrapped up.
Yeah, I scooped up on that. I scooped that one up.
Trust me, Mekhi Becton's going to be a Eagle.
Yeah.
I think he should
If
say.
Mekhi Becton has any self-awareness, he'd say, I'm coming back.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, whatever the cost is.
Jeff Stoutland, I need you. You're my only hope.
Let's go to Matt in Staten Island. What's up, Matt?
Hey, what's going on, guys? How are you?
What's up, dude?
Good.
All right, so what a question for Tiki. And Evan, you could chime in, too.
Thanks.
Now, I'm not talking in terms of sports. You're welcome. Sports winning and who they were as a player.
Right.
If you had a pick from Deion Sanders, Michael Jordan, Bo Jackson,
oh God,
and Bryant Jordan, those four two sport athletes. So, like, choose up sports amongst your friends, not based on what they did in their career, but based on their athleticism. How would you rank those four?
God, I'd probably go Bo. Bo gets we get confused about Bo because when he was playing baseball, he had a jacked up hip.
Yeah.
But if he was healthy playing baseball, holy cow.
He could have been a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. So I'm going to go Bo. We're assuming health now. So Bo, Dion.
Brian Jordan.
Probably Brian Jordan.
I can't stand Brian Jordan.
But probably
Jordan. Out of respect, by the way.
And then Michael Jordan last.
Yeah, look, the problem with Michael Jordan is, unlike those guys made it in the other sport.
Yeah.
Like Brian Jordan, and I don't remember this, which is kind of the weird part about Brian Jordan. He played in the NFL. Yeah. I don't remember. I think it was like 90. When did Brian Jordan play in the NFL?
I feel like he crossed over with me for some reason.
Was it that late? I don't remember him playing in the NFL.
What was his NFL career? But he was also Atlanta.
Well, he was an Atlanta Brave, and he was and a St. Louis Cardinal, and he was tremendous. He used to kill. Yeah.
Right.
He used to kill the Mets. That's for damn sure. But in the NFL, he played. Hard. I have the answer for you.
Thank you.
He played in 19.
Over there looking very confused.
He played before. I nailed this because it was before I was watching like the NFL. I was too young. 1989 to 1991, he played for the Atlanta Falcons.
Got it. So he didn't cross over.
He never crossed over. He then made the majors with the Cardinals the following year in 1992.
Was he not a good football player?
He was drafted in the 7th round of the Bills and cut his first training.
All right. So he wasn't a great football
Nobody
player.
Nobody made the NFL the following year. He was on the Falcons for 2 years.
Right.
He had 5 career interceptions and he played.
I don't remember him as a football player.
I don't either. I just remember knowing him that he played in the NFL. That's the only thing I remember. And coincidentally, it was the Falcons. It had nothing to do with his time with the Braves because he didn't get to the Braves till like 7 years later. Right. But to Jordan's credit, he played professional football and he played Major League Baseball. He played in the NFL, played in the MLB. Deion Sanders, MLB, NFL. Bo Jackson was a star in both.
Right.
Like, he had some big-time all-star years, Bo Jackson, before the injuries. Michael Jordan never made it.
Mm-hmm.
It was a publicity stunt. It's like Tim Tebow.
Yep.
What's the difference?
There is one that's better than Michael Jordan, but we'll never know, and that's Kyler Murray. I forget, he was drafted by the A's, and it was real. Remember, that was the real, like, would you really take him at one? Is he done with his baseball career? Do we forget that conversation?
Russell Wilson.
Russell
Wilson was drafted in baseball, too.
But I think Kyler Murray was literally a first-round pick by the A's.
Yeah, he was a top prospect. Yeah. I actually remember him as a prospect, yeah.
Well, he was drafted before, right?
Baseball first.
And it got deferred or whatever the heck whatever happened. And so I don't think he knew he was playing football until his last season.
That was it. Yes, exactly.
And he didn't win the Heisman, but I know he was up for the Heisman. And he turned into this great football player.
Yeah, the problem with Kyler Murray is that it's a hypothetical.
Right.
Like, Bo Jackson and Deion Sanders did it. Those other guys, like, yeah, maybe Patrick
Are there any other crossovers in any other sports?
Recently? Oh, yes. There was, you're going to love this one. There was a tall left-handed pitcher. You got to fact check me on this. I think his name was Mark Hendrickson, okay? And I think he played basketball in the NBA. I think he was actually a big man and played for the Nets briefly. But there was a big, doofy white guy that played Major League Baseball as a pitcher and was an NBA center. Was not good at all in either, but he made it in both.
Right, you're right. But I think that question was more about athlete, not like who was most successful crossing over. Who was the best athlete out of those four? And to me, it was Bo Jackson.
Oh, definitely.
Not even.
I don't think it's even close.
And Deion's right there. He was a great athlete.
No doubt. Was I right about the Mark Hendrickson thing?
Not only were you right, he was a Net for 2 years.
He was a big doofy center.
Yeah. So not really a pro.
And he pitched in Major League Baseball.
Back then, Loogie.
No, I think it was when they sucked in 2000.
No, I was right before it turned around.
Thank you.
I was thinking of Drew Henson. I know he had a cup of coffee in the NFL and in baseball.
Never made the majors, I don't think.
No, he had. Ooh. I think he did with the Yanks.
Did he
have a couple games, Sean?
There are 13 athletes that played in both the NBA and Major League Baseball.
I thought Drew Henson had a couple.
Drew Henson, no, you're right. He had nine. Here's the thing on Drew Henson. He made the major leagues. He had 9 plate appearances and was 1-for-9 with 3 strikeouts. So he did make the majors briefly in 2002 and in 2003. So he did make it. I completely forgot about that.
Who's your list, Sean?
Okay, so this goes with Hendrickson. Danny Ainge.
That's right.
Really?
I forgot about that. Did he play baseball? Yeah.
Frank Baumholtz.
Okay.
Hank Biasotti. Gene Conley, Chuck Connors, Dave DeBuscher, Dick Groat, Steve Hamilton, Hendrickson, Cotton Nash, Ron Reed, Dick Ricketts, and Howie Schultz.
Well, that's just NBA and baseball, clearly.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like,
gotcha.
13 guys, a lot.
But, yeah. But all of it is a long time ago. Like, I don't think, to the point about Kyler Murray, we're ever going to see this again. I don't think they would allow it. I don't think we're ever going to see it again.
Yeah.
This is the last of the bunch.
I think also because of the way NIL is taken over college sports, that whole, I want to do both. It's not happening
anymore. No, I agree.
And I don't think we're paying you millions of dollars to be a star football player. You're not playing basketball or baseball.
And professional teams aren't going to allow it either.
No.
Right. I think about Julius Peppers. He could have been in the NBA easy, but he picked the NFL, obviously a Hall of Famer, but he was a great basketball player.
Wasn't Tony Gonzalez as well? Played college basketball very well.
Antonio Gates.
Look, when you're that good of an athlete, like guys are doing, like think about it when you're a kid, you're playing all the sports and then usually maybe you give it up and you say, all right, I'm going to focus on this. We heard this about Pat Mahomes too, that he could have been a MLB player. I think his dad told us that a couple years ago when he came on our show.
Right.
So, it is common. I just don't think we're ever going to see a guy do it again the way Deion did and Bo did. It's just never going to happen. But that Mark Hendrickson thing was weird because I think I remember him as a pitcher years later. And I'm like, did that stiff play for my basketball team? And I'm like, holy crap, it's the same guy. Right. Vinny is in Clinton. What's up, Vinny?
How you doing, fellas? Good to talk to you.
Likewise. What's up, dude?
Real quick question. I'm all for the Stafford thing as long as it doesn't take the third overall pick, right?
Yeah.
Because if you think about it, say you give up a second, third rounder, whatever it may be. I'm thinking it's like a third and a fifth. You can then trade. You're not in desperate need for a quarterback, especially if you don't love him. And if Ward or Sanders is there at three, then you have the Jets, the Raiders, teams that want a quarterback. Well, then you can trade up.
Great point.
And, you know, you can trade back and acquire the capital. Exactly. You just lost, right? And everyone's like, oh, well, he's going to be expensive. Well, Tiki, you said earlier in the show, you know, you steal ideas from other teams. Watch Howie Roseman manipulate the cap through void years. Why not do the same thing for Stafford?
Yep.
And you have capital for next year's quarterback class with Nico, the kid from Tennessee, Arch Manning, Drew Aller, Neusemeyer from LSU. I'm tired of seeing losing football. Right. Diehard blue fan, as you know, and I think Stafford's the way to go.
You're
possible.
Like me, and I think a lot of others. You're more interested in the 2026 draft class for quarterback than you are the 2025.
No.
And it's really just because of the volume of guys. There's more guys that are potentially NFL starter caliber quarterbacks in 2026 than there are in 2025. I mean, there's only two, really.
Such a depressing feeling.
Especially when you're desperate for a quarterback.
Yeah, you're desperate for a quarterback and you're picking three. And the hope is, if you're the Giants and the Jets at seven, you're not picking that high again. No. The hope is you win.
That's the reason why it's hard, I think, in some people's minds, I'm talking fans and executives, to not look at quarterbacks. Because how many times are you getting that opportunity?
Right.
To take one of the best at the position.
That goes back to, I remember my opinion on the Saquon draft. It was the same thing. Like, wow, the Giants are picking so high. When are they going to pick this high again?
Yep.
I got to go get my quarterback now. And it's kind of a similar thought. Sean's got a Cinco de 5-0 coming up in a few minutes. We'll see if it causes controversy today. Mm-hmm. We'll get back to your phone calls at 888-808-1019.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Audacy's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry and get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.